Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. This is very weird. Lucy Kennedy.
Hello, everybody. I know, I've come back in.
It's very
strange. Love working
here. Do you know, I think this is the first time I've ever interviewed you in my entire radio career. I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Normally, you're like, no, sorry, I'm doing the breakfast show. I can't be seen with you.
Usually, so, I'm like, yeah. Literally, once it's like, I've got to go, got to collect one of the kids, feed the dog, whatever I've got to do. I know.
No, I hear you.
We're like ships passing in the night, though.
Absolutely. Well, I hear you. And, no wonder you're running out all the time because you've got yet another project.
Yes.
What's
so I have just released my fourth children's book, which is Friendship Fairies Go to Sea. So this is a series of books I do about fairies. So I have two little girls and a son. He doesn't want to be in the book. And it's based around three little girls because I'm one of three girls as well. And they're not your typical kind of girly fairies. They're more kind of like me, more kind of tracksuit, Converse-y kind of fairies.
Right.
And it's all about their lives and them kind of growing up. So it's the first one I did was the Friendship Fairies. And then it's the Friendship Fairies Go to School, the Friendship Fairies Go to Camp. And then the new one is the Friendship Fairies Go to Sea.
So this is a series. Do you have to start at the beginning?
Ideally, yes. Now, that is a bit of a commitment for parents. Ideally, yes. But do you have to? No. But it's like a Harry Potter kind of idea where they are a year older. So their problems and their worries and their concerns kind of change with their age.
Yeah.
So book number four is out. And then I am currently trying to write book number five, which, as you know, it's just so hard at home.
When do you do
sitting
it?
Sitting on the loo. Sitting on the loo, literally.
Do you get to go to the loo by yourself? Because
don't. Yeah. I know.
I get a knock on the door the minute I go in.
Mummy. Or said the dog's pooed. Yes, it's slightly chaotic. And I have been known to pull over the side of the M50 and actually just write anywhere to kind of get a bit of peace.
Pretend you have a puncture, like.
Yeah. So book number five.
And is this the kind of a book you'd read out loud to children or do they need to be able to read themselves?
Good question. So this would be for a fairly advanced five-year-old to a young 10-year-old. So I'd say the 5 to 10 category. My daughter's 5, so we would read to her. And then my other daughter is 10. Obviously, she kind of reads her own books. But I'd say it's to the 5 to 10 age bracket. And then, you know, you kind of think, you know, fairies, little girls, going to be quite girly. Not at all. Little boys can buy this book as well, you know, because it's not fairy, princessy. Your boys are like, oh, girls are gross.
Yeah.
You know, you can relate to the fairies and there's lots of stories kind of going on within the books, you know.
You had a girl, then a boy, then a girl.
Boy
first.
Jack, 13. Okay. I'm so embarrassing. So everything, the only thing Jack says to me these days is...
Revolute me.
Or like, what's for dinner? And then I say, hi, Jack. Oh, you're so embarrassing. Love you, Jack. Oh.
Yeah.
So Jack is 13, Holly's 10, Jess is 5.
Okay.
So I'm still kind of within the fairy zone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, mine is 5 as well.
Oh my God, okay. Yeah, right, perfect age, yes.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes.
And I have time kind of to read stories because I'm not doing a TV show as well as a radio show.
Gina, swear to God. It's absolutely insane. 1 minute I'm at a filthy party and then I'm writing a children's book. Yeah,
so
pretty
full
on.
So do you sleep at all?
Yes, I do. And do you know what it is? It looks like there's a lot going on, but it's kind of spread out in fairness. So... The way it kind of works is Living with Lucy, I film at the weekends. I kind of built that around our family. So I'm living with Katie Price in a couple of weeks. So it's like a Friday go to the Mucky
Mansion.
Have
you done it yet?
No.
No, okay.
No, I'll fill you in
when
I do.
The Mucky Mansion.
The Mucky Mansion, yeah. I'm actually going to go and see it. Yeah, I will. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm going to look at her fridge. So I film Living with Lucy's from Friday to Sunday. And then anything else, I kind of build around the kids. Don't forget, I do the school collection. So I am kind of in that lucky position, I suppose. I don't have the school drop off, but I am there outside the gates at 1:30 and then at 2:30, which is actually a bit of a pain in the bum. I've got an hour
The stalling around.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Write a book?
Park. Go to the park. Yes. Write a book. Go for a walk or try and kip. And pretend that you're listening to your child who is in the car waiting.
Would you go for a sleep now in the afternoon after doing breakfast?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you feel like, ugh, horrible afterwards?
No. What I do is, generally I do about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. I kind of find someone to cuddle me on the couch, whether it's our dog Riley or Jess, who's 5. So kind of sitting in that cuddling kind of phase. And I just close my eyes. I love it. Just 20 minutes. I need it though. I kind of find that sometimes when I go home after the brekkie show, I almost feel a bit sick. It's kind of lunchtime. Like... At 11 o'clock, I could have a roast. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like our body clocks are all over the place.
Right.
And then at night time, I don't know about you, but I sort of, you know, empty the dishwasher at 10 o'clock at night, start hoovering just stupid things. I'm not good at getting into bed and going to sleep.
So
I'm kind of permanently tired.
Okay, so what's your bedtime?
Bedtime, I try 9:30, but it's usually like 10:30. Yeah. And then I'm on Instagram looking at people I'm never going to meet or know, or random dances or like cooking programs. I just watch the most ridiculous things. I'm trying to get back into reading. Because I need to kind of settle my mind at night.
Yeah.
But usually about 10:30, which is probably too late.
It's very late.
It is quite late.
Very late.
It's quite late.
You're
for my
wild,
age.
Lucy.
No,
wild.
I am wild. I am wild. Yeah, slightly bonkers. But it's why the breakfast show makes no sense.
Well, listen, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
On your day off.
Thank
and I cannot wait. When are we going to see the Katie Price Living with Lucy?
Katie Price. So Living with Lucy will be in February. Yeah, the
Fantastic.
New season of Living with Lucy. I know, very exciting.
This is going to be an interesting one because Katie Price, it depends what day you get her on.
Yes.
She can be frosty.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. Also, if she doesn't like you.
Yeah.
So like, if she doesn't like me, I'm goosed. She's like,
I remember we waited for her for 3 hours at the Petermark VIP Style Awards years ago in the, I think it was the Shelburne. And we were all standing there waiting to talk to her. And she just walked in and brushed past us. And didn't want to be there at all.
And what's she look like in real life? Is she tiny?
Really tiny.
And massive boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also very tanned and, yeah, a lot of fakeness. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah. No, with the
that's
hair,
terrible.
The everything. Yeah, that's the look. That's the Essex
look. Yeah.
That is the look. Yeah.
But I'm excited to see now how mucky this mansion really is.
Yeah, or is it mucky?
You see, the thing is, she keeps being sent clothes all the time.
Yeah.
So she's ended up with these mountains of clothing
yes.
all over her home.
Yeah.
And she's selling them on Depop and all these places
yes.
too. So
yes.
I mean.
But also she's got a lot of animals.
Is it clutter
she's got
or
horses
is it dirt?
Walking around the house.
Yeah.
I think she's got too many animals, dare I say it, as a dog lover. But she's got like 4 dogs, a couple of cats, which worries me because I'm allergic, and horses, which I'm allergic to. So I'm going to have to take antihistamines and basically walk around with the mask on.
You know, her dog was killed the other day.
No!
Yes.
Not another one.
Another dog. So be careful what you ask her.
What happened?
Ran out in front of a car or something.
Oh my God, that's like the 4th dog or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you know what she's like in real life. Yeah.
Lucy, you're a legend. Thanks so much. And
thank
we will
you.
See you Monday morning, bright
Monday
and early.
Morning, bright and breezy at 6 a.m.
Bye.
Bye.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.